The Haines Public Library is a finalist for a top national award. And the Haines Assembly changes its stance on local versus state garbage rate regulation. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Haines Public Library is in the running for a prestigious national award. The library is one of 30 finalists for the 2017 National Medal for Museum and Library Service. It's the highest honor in the nation for libraries. The Institute of Museum and Library Services chooses finalists based on significant and exceptional contributions they've made to their communities. The winner will be announced later this spring, and representatives from the winning institutions will travel to Washington, D.C. for the National Medal Award Ceremony. The Haines Borough is offering up its services to regulate rates at the town's privately owned trash disposal business. One assembly member's change of heart caused the body to reverse its position on whether to ask for state or local regulation. In a 4-2 vote, the assembly decided to ask for local control. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
This has been a tricky subject for the assembly, mainly because there are a lot of unknowns. The trash business in Haines has entered new territory. After years of competing private refuse companies operating in the borough, there is now just one. Community Waste Solutions is working to acquire former competitor Acme Transfer's license. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska is reviewing that license transfer request. The RCA says in the face of a monopoly on the local waste disposal market, there is a need for rate regulation. The commission is asking the borough to comment on whether it would prefer local or state oversight. Sally Garten is with Community Waste Solutions, or CWS.
We're asking again, just please keep it local. We're trying to keep the community in mind. We're trying to do what's right for the community.
Garten says RCA regulation would mean an increase in rates. CWS hired a law firm that specializes in these issues to help make the case for local regulation. In a letter, attorney Paul Jones outlines the burden of RCA regulation on small utilities like CWS. He says local regulation is the norm in rural Alaska.
Not only will we lose control, but we're going to shake up the hornet's nest. The collection people are not going to be able to afford collection, and we're really going to need a garbage task force.
That's Assemblyman Tom Morfitt. He says Haines' unique garbage system is not compatible with RCA oversight. In Haines, many people haul their own trash to the dump instead of paying for pickup. But since CWS's certificate only deals with refuse collection and disposal, the RCA probably won't be able to consider the income from self-haul.
Our model for how we handle trash here is different than almost every other community in the state.
Interim borough manager Brad Ryan maintained his stance that he would prefer state oversight. He said amid local budget constraints, dedicating staff time to this task doesn't seem wise. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer agreed. She said she had not seen evidence that CWS's rates would skyrocket under RCA regulation.
I'm sorry, but I have no idea how you could say that. The RCA can't even predict if rates will go up. So I don't know how to take CWS's information at value, not understanding how they came to that.
At a meeting in February, the assembly was split 3-3 on this issue. Mayor Jan Hill broke a tie vote in favor of telling the RCA the borough prefers state oversight. Ron Jackson voted in favor of state regulation then, but at the most recent meeting, he changed his mind.
To me, it seems if we had local control, we might have just a little better handle on adapting to changing conditions.
The assembly voted 4-2 to write another letter, now asking for local oversight. Friednauer and Mike Case were opposed. The decision is ultimately up to the RCA, which is set to issue a final order in June. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
One of Skagway's major winter events takes place this weekend. Organizers say the Buckwheat Ski Classic will see great conditions, but a lower number of participants. Jeff Brady is secretary of the Log Cabin Ski Society, which took over organization of the event from its founder, Buckwheat Donahue, 5 years ago.
We've got some of the best skiing conditions we've ever had up there. Back to having it being a fairly cold winter with a decent amount of snow has created phenomenal conditions up there.
The race takes place on the Log Cabin cross-country ski trails about 27 miles north of Skagway. Participants can choose from a 50-kilometer, 25K, or 10K route. There's also a 5K for kids. Last year, the ski classic saw a record amount of interest, with almost 450 people registered.
Last year was a record. This year is not going to be. We are numbers are a little low this year, and right now they're right around 250, but we'll probably end up with around 325 to 350 because we do have quite a few that register in the last couple of days leading up to it.
Brady says the numbers may have dropped because of a different ski event taking place in Canada the same weekend. Oh, the places you'll ski is the tagline for this year's race. The Dr. Seuss theme will carry into a Whoville snow sculpture at the aid station. It'll also influence the costumes skiers are encouraged to wear. Cats in hats, Loraxes, and Grinches are welcome. And there will be green eggs and ham breakfast Saturday morning before the competition begins. The races start at 10 a.m. Saturday. The 50K starts first, followed by the 25K, 10K, and Kids 5K. In-person registration is still available in Whitehorse on Thursday and in Skagway Friday at the AB Hall between 4 and 7 p.m. More information is available at buckwheatskiclassic.com. The Haines community had its say in a second round of meetings with designers on a waterfront trail and park project last week. Residents, young and old, gave their input. Here's what the kids had to say.
So I'm Chris. I'm from Juneau. Who's been to Juneau?
That's Chris Myrtle, a landscape architect with Corvus Design.
Is it okay, Tom? What's it better, Juneau or Haines?
Juneau. Myrtle is leading design of a waterfront trail and park project in Haines. He came to town to gather community input and stopped into the third grade classroom while he was here.
So what does an architect do? Go ahead.
Build stuff.
Well, they don't build stuff. They design. What do they design?
Stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Myrtle asked the students, what makes Haines a great place? What makes it unique? He asked a similar question of the adults last month.
I like hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking. The mine swim.
We have a good habitat, so we have lots of animals here.
Biking, the fair, trails, view, mountains, skiing, eagles, beaches.
That was James Stickler, Ruby Martin, and Nolan Wald. Myrtle asked the class to come up with unique ideas for the trail and park, based on what they'd told him about Haines. Martin had a few ideas.
This is where, saying eagles can sit up it, and it's up in the trees between two trees. And then right here would be for those little small birds, but it's made out of glass.
So you can see into it.
Yeah, and then telescope, I'm bad at drawing it. And then it's made out of rope, but it's it's in the fishing net way. Because there's a lot of fishermen here, but there's going to be a little fish on it. And then I'm making a totem pole, but there's...
Other ideas were a boat-themed playground, a fireplace, a pond, a bike jump, picnic tables, swings, a garden, a statue of an eagle, and wind chimes. Students also suggested having a bakery, in case you get hungry, ice cream cake, for a similar reason, and a lightsaber statue.
Hey, what if we took the lightsaber and you push the button and it goes on and it, becomes trail light? Could we do something like that? So you'd have a lightsaber trail light.
Yeah, you could just light bulbs
Myrtle took the ideas, many of them drawn as pictures, back to Juneau. He also compiled thoughts from the sixth grade class.
It may take a little while. It's probably not going to happen right away. But hopefully in a couple of years, the trail will start to be built. Maybe you'll see some of the ideas you gave me start to go on your waterfront along Portage Cove.
Yes!
We'll see about the lightsaber. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.